Hold on, all you seekers, searchers for purpose, and the disenchanted. The Sweeps Fox Reality UFO Paranormal Show, yep, right on this good dial. It will be a time to tune in, turn on, and take off. I'm Sweeps Fox, your talk show host, and this is your truly free introduction and preview to the Sweeps Fox Show. It will take most of you to where you've never been before, and that's just the teaser. Now, outside of the many worldwide guest stars and contributors, people tops in their field, we have lined up and waiting in the wings, we are going to take you on journeys. We are going to let you in on what's going on and what has been going on for centuries to cause a stir of breeze across your minds. Here's a sneak coming attractions of guests already scheduled on the show. Dr. Stephen Greer of the Disclosure Project, with people involved in knowing about the Black Projects, UFOs, and alien contacts. Dr. Stanton Friedman, talking about star travel. Warren Coates of Northern Ireland, a ghost hunter and documentarian, talking about the most recent hauntings and finds in the spectral world. We have Dr. Richard Boylan with his Indigo Star Children and Star Seeds group of researchers. The list goes on. It's the fascinating what's really going on stuff. Some of the show's background themes will become fast known, easily apparent, as we introduce you into brave new worlds, which are the new frontiers of the mind, the new frontiers of reality. Just basically, nothing is as it seems. We are not alone and never have been. There is no one reality. Break free from the one reality habit. We have been made controlled and predictable by our institutions. Start kicking the one reality habit. We are spirit. We don't need intermediaries between us and creation. The universe is a thought. It is consciousness. Changing our habits actually changes reality. We are seekers. There is always the possibility of all possibilities. Mind and spirit know no limits. We are free thinkers. There is no fixed system of belief. All is freely provided. We hold with no fixed system of belief or their scientific and religious priests. The solid universe is an illusion.
I've been drifting like a spaceman in the great void, galactically confused. I've been traveling through these Milky Ways out of my body.
I think you should be getting the idea about these things by now, but we continue with some of the themes that will be presented. One of them is mind and spirit, knowing no limits. Consciousness can change everything. All things come from consciousness and spirit. We are seekers looking for the many forking paths. Look to the skies. The skies of Ireland are alive. We'll tell you about that. We don't need anyone's permission. Using humor as a freeing weapon. Seriousness is part of their control. We recognize no sacred cows. We rebel against outworn authorities and their war on people. Okay, hopefully you get that idea. Welcome to the mental rebellion. We will suggest that you all find a comfy chair and get down, relax, because we're about to explode your mind and expose the limits of what you think reality itself is. You have all been kept in the dark, and many, most of you perhaps, want to stay that way. So, we'll give you a choice. You can wait for the news to arrive and knock you over for good, or you can learn about what's been held back from you, and you can do it now on our show. And you can make your life plans and adjustments before you're knocked over and it's too late. Our show is here to explain a more natural universe of ideas and happenings to you listeners to help you understand what has been happening right along and what's about to happen.
Gotta raise up my mind up to the higher ground. Gotta lift up your soul up to world on tour. cosmic shifting, cosmic drifting, cosmic shifting. Maybe I'm out of this world.
There is certainly no public outcry in Ireland about anything, even when we are socially engineered by institutions. I'd like to have a cigarette about now. Oh, yeah. We are so control predictable and repressed, and most don't even know it. First it was religion, and now it's secular and political things that bend us and control everything we do. Things which keep us in the fixed reality box and away from the boundless. We'll explain and explore what's going on, and the mind fix. Okay, an example here. People do have the right and need to know about UFOs, flying saucers, and aliens, extraterrestrials, being here and having been here throughout our histories, influencing our development. They have been noted and mentioned in almost every past culture and civilization, and people do want to know the real insights about ghosts, mind things, spirit, and consciousness. All of these things we're going to cover.
I'm an alien from a parallel universe. Travel through a wormhole to bring peace and love to all the earth. If you only knew what I knew, it would really blow your mind. If you only seen what I seen, freak out all mankind.
Okay, why have these facts been hidden from the general populace as to their actuality by the box? Yes, there is a box of world government vested interests and culturally controlling institutions. There is also an active suppression and denial of the paranormal influences in our lives and the true consciousness spiritual extension of the human condition. We are not just flesh and blood, everyone knows that. Okay, it will be a pleasure to be here on the Sweepswalk Show with Inquiring Minds, and okay, we will be taking a walk on the wild side. Most people have never been anywhere, not even in their own minds. This is a no pretense and no spin zone type of show. It's designed for you, the listeners, just that way. How about a show of hands out there, huh? How many of you? How many think flying saucers and aliens really do exist? How many are skeptical, but are open-minded about the possibility? How many here have seen a UFO? I won't show your hands. Wonder why. How many are downright sure that no such thing exists? Right. Now it's my turn. I'm going to state and tell you outright aliens do indeed exist. And yes, UFOs and flying saucers do exist and have been here for thousands of years. And I can tell you this without blinking an eye because knowing is better than believing. Having said that, it's also true, and remember this, that no one can bring anyone else to where their own experiences are. But you can start your own experiences just by being here with us as we explore these issues and what's been going on, and give us input and feedback along with your comments. Last year, an estimated 37 million people worldwide admitted to seeing flying saucers. The numbers are growing. Probably, and you can look forward to this, UFOs will start showing up in front of shopping malls and large crowds now. There's a reason why this will start happening at this point. We'll talk about that later as well. If this is so, you may be saying, why can't I see them? Indeed, Grasshopper.
Maybe I'm out of this world.
In the late 40s, and even in the early 50s, the media, newspapers, radio, etc., well, they did straight reporting. UFOs were big news to be reported on. I'll tell you about some of them. Then suddenly this type of reporting stopped. We'll tell you why. We will be telling you the no spin about MJ-12, Majestic 12, that is, folks. The group responsible for closing down the reports, keeping the secret, discrediting, and even removing UFO witnesses. It is also that our memories and reality view is faulty. Our whole concept of what reality is said to be found wanting, and we'll explore that. Whether we are conscious of it or not, We all go about trying to make sense of the world. Are we played with and controlled by invisible forces, entities, or cosmic jokers? Probably. This is, after all, only a world of appearances, and not the whole of any reality picture. We live in this tight little reality box, a 3D world view. We can do back and forth, side to side, and up and down. Are those the limits? But we're here to talk about UFOs, the paranormal, and mind openers. Okay, folks, I am the senior ufologist in Ireland, despite some dispute about that from disreputable sources, yes. My experience covers decades, and I've therefore been privileged to know and work with many of the greats in the field, both current and those who have passed over. My credentials: I'm a former agent of ASA, that's the United States Army Security Agency, worked on Project Peace Hawk in Saudi Arabia, where we saw bogies, that's the name we gave to UFOs on the radar screens, and scrambled jets after them time and time again. I've seen UFOs all over the world and will tell you about many of them. I am the founder, believe it or not, of the Royal Saudi Arabian Army Combat Medics, before, during, and after Desert Storm. That's Gulf War I, folks. I was working with the USAMITM, that's the United States Military Training Mission, and J Corps of the UF State Department. And I was liaison with the Saudi Ministry of Defense and Aviation. Got the pictures and documents to prove it. I was also the duty supervisor in Ireland, in Dublin, for ADT Security, the largest security globally. I was in charge of such places as The Point, the RDS, you know, the Royal Dublin Society, the National Museum, industrial estates, hospitals, etc., etc. I currently teach science subjects at a local secondary school, and hopefully they won't know I'm doing this gig until it's too late. And I'm editor of Irish Ufology Forum Outreach and Paranormal Studies. That's Irish Ufology Forum Outreach and Paranormal Studies. Yes, yes. Myself and my family have been living and working in Ireland, and we filmed UFOs over Ireland. We've got quite a few of them, and have over 6,800 members worldwide and climbing. We've been the subject of TV documentaries, books, magazines, radios, on TV. Did a lot of radio shows, folks. The John Daly Show, BBC TV Northern Ireland. We've been in newspapers, and we're the subject of an RTE True Lives show. Most recently, Sweeps Fox. That's me. Gave a talk at UCD, University College Dublin. Yes, on the subject of UFOs, aliens, and reality views. Even the hallowed halls of academia are beginning to realize that something isn't right about what we've been traditionally taught all these years. I speak Arabic. Why? Well, I taught it overseas to American troops. I taught it to healthcare workers in Saudi. As a matter of fact, that's how I met my wife years ago, in the United Arab Emirates, teaching Arabic. La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Or we could do something crazy like, say, Tadrib Tamarin fil Sahara. I also speak Hebrew. Don't believe it? Okay. Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad. Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Olam Bari Pri Hagafen. And I also worked with the Native American Navajo Indians. I can speak Navajo. Skinkloch Ajogo. Hakone, the Nezbatis Ba'ahaya, Ya Te Sikist, Ya Ashonda Belagana, Azet Onfne. You're right, that's probably a bit much. We'll try not to do that too often. What do people believe? They believe what they need and want to believe. Persons convinced against themselves are of the same opinion still. We are all so programmed. You find that people, most of them, don't want to believe in UFOs or ghosts. They don't want to have to think about them unless they affect their own day-to-day practical existence. Sort of like the Matrix, huh? Highly creative people, mystics, psychics, mediums, and even those mellowed and chilled out on certain drugs become removed. They become a bit out of phase, out of sync with this one solid reality that most people think is real. And they experience other sides and modes of different realities. We are just beginning to understand that we don't know the first thing. Be Beyond words, there is a whole universe of thought. Thinking without words can be a more natural communion, and to participate fully in the universe, one needs to forego or overcome thinking in words. A side note to this, folks, by the time we become adults, what a terrible world, an adult. We never stop talking to ourselves. There is a forever internal chatter of words in our head. There are ways of reducing or stopping this internal chatter. Every occult and Far Eastern tradition can tell you the methods, and now scientists are saying it. There is a limit to where language can bring us. They're also saying there's a limit to where knowledge can bring us. Most brilliant ideas, we're talking about the great ideas and discoveries, tend to descend on us out of the blue. Suddenly, without thinking in words at all, a gestalt holistic concept erupts in a flash of intuition or wholeness. That wholeness, then, to be made workable in our world, has to be somehow put into words to convey the idea and make it happen. It becomes a terrible labor and time effort to make it work in our accepted 3D world. But the thought and breakthrough didn't come by word or language. The wow, out of the blue, eureka knowing is outside of language. Real enlightenment goes beyond words, and it's knowledge-only systems. There's a limit to where knowledge can actually take us. The world really isn't anything like what our eyes see, our ears hear, or anything like our five physical senses tell us about it. We have all been kept in a one reality view box in order that we can be controlled and predictable. We'll talk about reality itself. Let's do some simple reality checks, okay? It would be more than a bit mind-blowing to most, but consider this. There is nothing out there. That's right. There is no color, taste, texture, smell, or sound. So why do we think there is? Well, there are only vibrations, which our senses perceive. There are vibrations and frequencies that we perceive in some way, and which we as humans, as a set of something, agree to describe and make up into our own reality. That doesn't mean that our agreed reality really exists in any objective, knowable way. Are you all following this? Well, it'll become easier later as we explain it all. Okay, how about this one? All of our body cells, about 60 trillion of them, molecules and atomic particles, etc., they're all in a constant state of motion, a constant state of flux, and thus changing all the time. So all of these things in our body are changing all the time, the physical things. In a constant state of flux, we aren't what we were made up of seconds before. We are not the same constitution of body, of mind, just seconds before. If this is the scene, how is it possible for us to preserve our identity, our consciousness, and our IMI identity if everything is in a constant state of flux and changing all the time? What ultimately then is consciousness? Spirit? If that is the case, then perhaps all of our laws of nature and behavior are only habits. Our entire external universe is a habit that we reinforce and cast in cement as immutable. So if one changes one's habits about consciousness, we could have worlds upon worlds to explore. So we should all know by now that we've all been programmed by myths, especially the garden variety type myths. We know them as the Garden of Eden myths held in common by Muslims, Christians, and Jews. Well, you come to know that what we believe imprisons us. Religions and the myth makers certainly don't suffer or entertain free thinkers. They wouldn't have a religion, because religion is a control mechanism and doesn't permit dissent. Individual thinking is actually prohibited. Keep it simple. No organized religion serves the spiritual needs of humankind. They serve themselves. We could do a little sing-song to explain that to you. I am not a singer, but if I think about all the crap I learned in high school, it's a wonder I can think at all. We realize at some point most of the things we've been taught are lies. Most of us start learning by copying what others do. We imitate. It's called the first stage of learning, and it's simple mimicry. Okay, we just start looking and seeing and copying what other people do. And the vast majority of people never even make it into the next stage of thinking, which is called reflective thinking, where one actually begins to question things previously accepted without question. And there are stages above this too, different, more advanced stages, ways of thinking and acquiring knowledge. And beyond that, wisdom and enlightenment itself. Again, we are all trying to make sense of the world. We are looking for answers. But the more we look for the sense, logically, rationally, the more it slips away. And the more we are confined to a hardened group reality and cut ourselves off from the boundless. Well, that's more or less what this show is about, how to get you into the boundless. And of course, we are here to talk about UFOs and things which go bump in the night.
Cosmic drifting, cosmic shifting. Maybe I'm out of this world. This is bigger than life. This is bigger than you. This is bigger than me. This is bigger than life. This is bigger than you. This is bigger than me. Yeah.
Okay, this is Sweeps Fox. That's it for the preview. Oh, yeah. Telling you all about what's available in videos, books, and CDs, some of which we've written and produced ourselves, but a lot of other ones, and how to email and contact us, and not only us, but how to email and contact the guests that will be on the show. Thanks loads, and keep open minds. We are also going to have some fun and upset a lot of apple carts. Time to get irreverent. It's all mind-bending, relevant, and timely. Sweeps Fox signing off for now with Five High. Billy and I here in the Four Seasons Hotel, yes. Yes, Billy Sully Connolly.
The very fellow, sir.
The very one.
Right.
Okay, here we go.
Right, well, Sweeps has told me to say this, so I'm going to say it in the most windswept and interesting manner.
In the most silly way you can, yes.
The silliest way, the sillier the better. Now, anytime you want, that's right, you can now listen to the Sweeps Fox Show 7 days a week. Just go to the website. You know where that is. So, as Sweeps always says himself, tune in, turn on, and take off. Depends what you're going to take off, I suppose, right? With Sweeps and the gang. See you all down the road then on the Sweeps Fox Show, Radio Ireland. I like the turn on part, don't you?
Well, we really couldn't get much higher, Billy. But that's what we're aiming at.
That's right. The higher you aim, the better.
Thank you.